Hello there, science fans. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio. Our sun is a ball of hot, glowing gases about 93 million miles away from the Earth. Its gravity holds the planet of our solar system in orbit, and it emanates electrically charged solar wind that creates a magnetic field throughout the solar system. There are hundreds of billions of stars in the universe, and our sun is not a very large one. It's located in a cluster of stars and other celestial entities known as the Milky Way. Our sun is mostly made of hydrogen and a lesser amount of helium. The core of our sun has a temperature of about 27 million degrees Fahrenheit, or 15 million degrees Celsius, while the sun's surface has a temperature of about 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit, or 5,500 degrees Celsius. With high temperature and pressure, the sun generates considerable energy by the process of fusion, whereby smaller atoms of hydrogen are combined to make larger atoms of helium. Light and heat radiates out from the sun's surface, providing the warmth and energy needed for life processes on Earth. All stars have a lifespan, and scientists predict that our sun will use up its hydrogen in about 5 billion years. It will then swell and then shrink to become what's called a white dwarf. So live it up while you can. Things are going to change in 5 billion years. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio.
Dr. Marvin Druger is a professor emeritus of biology and science education at Syracuse University. Catch Science on the Radio on iTunes and Wednesday evenings at 8:35 p.m. right here on WAER.